Jorge Salcedo stowed his carry-on bag in an overhead compartment and dropped into a window seat of the aging Boeing 727. It was an early morning flight out of Bogotá to Cali, Colombia, and he was a reluctant traveler. Besides the inconvenient hour, the 41-year-old businessman really could not afford to take time away from his latest venture, a small refinery he was developing to reprocess used motor oil. The project was behind schedule, and here he was flying off on a mystery trip. He had no idea why he was going to Cali. In fact, until arriving at Bogotá's El Dorado International Airport an hour earlier, he didn't even know his destination. "Jorge, you need to come with me. Some people want to meet you," his friend Mario had said on the phone. He was emphatic. He told Jorge to pack an overnight bag, then hung up. Now they were on the plane together. "What's the deal, Mario?" Jorge couldn't hide a tone of impatience as he turned to his friend settling into the aisle seat. "What are we doing here?" Like Jorge, Mario was in his early 40s, fit, trim, and exuding confidence. Even in casual civilian clothes, he looked military, like someone out of Central Casting. But the recently retired Major Mario del Basto was the real thing, a highly decorated soldier. "After takeoff," he assured Jorge, "we'll talk." He gave a nod toward strangers still standing in the aisle. Jorge had always trusted Mario. The two had been good friends since soon after Jorge joined the Colombian Army Reserves in 1984. Mario, an officer in the regular army, became commanding officer of Jorge's Cali-based reserve unit. The major relied on Jorge as an intelligence officer with valuable skills in weaponry, electronic surveillance, radio technologies, and photography. The Army Reserve was an unpaid volunteer position, but it gave Jorge the taste of a military career like that of his father, General Jorge Salcedo. The senior Salcedo had been a contender for chief of Colombia's armed forces, and he remained a prominent public figure nearly 25 years after his retirement in the mid-1960s. Jorge saw reflections of his father in Major del Basto. Both were career army officers. Both wore uniforms with chests full of medals for valor. Both had extensive experience fighting anti-government guerrillas. Growing up the son of a general provided Jorge with many advantages, from financial security and social respect to opportunities for travel, including an extended stay in the United States while his father was on assignment in Kansas. It also influenced his views on groups like FARC, FARC, Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia, or Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, against whom his father waged war. At home and in the reserves, Jorge saw the guerrillas as irredeemable terrorists, and he came to share frustrations widely held in the military that government-sanctioned peace talks simply allowed guerrillas to regroup and resupply. "We're trying to talk them to death," Mario complained to Jorge. Even for a military hero like Major del Basto, such criticism of the civilian leadership was dangerous. He shared his opinions only with close friends until his rage could be contained no longer. At the close of 1988, del Basto rejected a promotion to colonel and quit the army. He blasted President Virgilio Barco for coddling FARC. Then he disappeared. Jorge hadn't heard from Mario for days, not until the mysterious phone call that led him aboard this Avianca Airlines flight.